My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Personally. All right. Let's bring my man in. I think he's already. Let's bring in my man.
I hope.
Yeah, that's all right. Yo, you sound great, too.
Hey.
What's up, man?
Yeah,
we got you.
All right. Fantastic.
What's up, buddy?
Man, I'm just living. That's all I'm doing, baby. I'm just trying to keep it moving. How y'all doing?
We're good.
Yeah?
We're good, man. We're good. We're just happy to catch up with you. You're going to be here this weekend. We could talk about all of that stuff. There's like,
yeah,
you're a 49ers guy. You're a Joe Montana guy. You're a Bucks guy.
That's right.
Are you a Baker, bro? Are you down with Baker Mayfield?
Man, Baker's got me going through it because – so being a Buccaneers fan, you have to understand the problems we had at the quarterback position since Doug Williams left. And so it's been really inconsistent. So when you get the gift, and I wish I would have known about betting the way that I should have, because I knew that Tom Brady had no other choice but to go to Tampa. There's no other team for him to go to. And I didn't think the Niners were going to give him everything he wanted. They had to get rid of some things to get him. I didn't think that was going to happen. So I really felt like Tampa was the spot. So when Tom Brady gets to Tampa and he wins the ring and then goes back and should have won another one, by the way, you realize what your quarterback's supposed to be doing with all of those tools around you. You realize that's how the offense is supposed to run. You're not supposed to Jameis everything and throw two pick sixes for every two touchdowns that you throw. Right? You're not supposed to do that.
It's accurate.
It's exciting, but you're not supposed to do that. So when Brady does that, then I'm spoiled. And I realize we have all these tools. We have this great defense. And then we need a quarterback. Baker steps in. Now, Baker had just been, you know, things didn't work out for him in three different places. So I really didn't have the confidence that it was going to work out for him in Tampa. And yeah, he had a much better season last year than anybody expected, but I'm just not sure that he's the guy to win the championship for the Buccaneers. He's going to make some plays. He's exciting. I'm just not convinced that he's the guy. So I'm not on board with Baker.
No. Okay. First of all, that's cute. You're not a title contender, sir. Like Baker's a good ball player. Like he'll get you to the playoffs, but you talking about winning championships, sir.
Just
be happy with playing on wild card weekend.
Just replace the quarterback.
Sir, that squad was like 4 years ago.
It's the same dude.
Those are dinosaur years in the NFL. What are you talking about?
These are the same dudes. It's the same. I mean, sure, there are a couple of marquee players that aren't there, right? Gronk's not there. I understand that's a difference maker. Sure. Antonio Brown, I understand.
Tom
but
Brady.
You still have right, you can still compete, and I don't know, I just expect more from him. I don't know if we're going to contend for a title, but I expect
you're
more
not
from so he has
no
this
you're not you're going to contend for a wild card in the divisional round. It's going to be great.
I'm not a believer in Baker at all. I actually don't
you're
really like Baker. No, you're right, I don't like Baker. I don't like him at all.
I don't feel him,
but
I'm with you.
I gotta tip my hat. He's played really well the last like year and some change. Like he's played some good football. So, and he continued it in week one. Got to give a shout out to him.
But then again, you can't be surprised when someone who has done something their whole life is still good at it. Hmm. Just because it didn't work out for him in two or three different teams doesn't mean he still can't play quarterback.
Well, I didn't think he was good, Ken. That was the problem. Like, I didn't think
even
he was a good
Cleveland?
Quarterback.
I mean, he took him to their first playoff victory in decades.
Cleveland,
didn't even think that was impressive.
To me, Cleveland was an outlier.
Okay.
I didn't think he was a good quarterback. The one good year he had in Cleveland was an outlier.
Yeah. I didn't think he was either. I'm just going to give him credit for it, right? Because he did it.
But look, maybe I'm wrong, right? Because like if you look at like an outlier, he played well at Oklahoma, struggled for a little bit, then got some structure, played well in Cleveland, struggled a little bit, then got some structure here in Tampa Bay and played well. So maybe the outlier is him not being good. I don't know, because it's got to be on the table because he's played really well for an extended period of time now. So
far. And he was blessed with some gifts. Like if you have Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, it's pretty hard to mess that up, right? Because those guys are open all the time. And it's incredible what they've been able to do, especially Mike Evans. So, yeah, I'm with the Bucks, man. But I obviously Joe Montana's the dude.
But
he's always going to be
don't,
the dude.
Before you leave that, you're with the Bucks because of Doug Williams, right?
Doug Williams, yes. When I was younger, you know, I played quarterback for my Pop Warner team. And so black quarterback, Doug was just incredible as far as I was concerned. Yeah. He just had the strongest arm. And he was the opposite of me. I had a really weak arm. I ran around a lot. And Doug just stood back there strong in the pocket and just threw that ball 70 yards, like off of his back foot. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. So he was like a god to me playing quarterback. And then it was so hard for him because Tampa was horrible. Mm-hmm. And if you watch all those Doug Williams highlights, he never has a season where he completes better than like 51% of his passes because they're all over him. And then that one year when they get it right, man, it was so cool and it was so beautiful to see. And then they got to the NFC Championship and the Rams shut them out. And so that really made me mad. But I just liked the way Tampa took the chance on Doug, right? Doug stepped up. And then when Doug came back to win with Washington in 88, that was just like the best thing ever. So yeah, Doug Williams is the guy that got me there.
So that's what I was going to ask because I didn't necessarily understand the history of his career. So he started with Tampa and then went to Washington and won the championship.
Well, he went to the USFL. I don't know if you guys remember that. There was this maybe 3 or 4 year span, maybe even less than that. I'm not sure. Maybe it was 3 years. There's a documentary on it where the USFL came through with Mr. Trump and they had all this money they were throwing at every player. And they took all these players from the NFL. Jim Kelly didn't go to the NFL. He went to the USFL first. Doug couldn't get a job in the NFL because the Buccaneers cut him. He had some tragedy where he lost his wife, and Doug couldn't get a job. Mm-hmm. They went over. USFL's like, bro, you can throw. We want you. Mm-hmm. So they picked him up. Herschel Walker went to the USFL. Mm-hmm. Steve Young was in the USFL first. So they were taking all these players away. And then Joe Gibbs remembered Doug Williams and was like, hey, man, I need you to be my backup quarterback in Washington. Mm-hmm. And then brought Doug in, and that changed everything because he was on the outs. Mm-hmm. He just needed another chance, and he got it. He's just an incredible dude. Yeah.
You could tell Ken's a news guy.
What?
There was a little subtle little line in there. You could tell Ken's a news guy. He's a news guy at heart. He always will be. I saw you on For All Mankind being a news guy. I was like, hey, that's my boy up there.
That was fun, man. I never had a situation where they, like, 7 episodes they hired me for, and we did makeup. It took, like, 12 hours to do makeup and get my hair gray and my skin all old. And it was, I'd never done that before, man. It was fun.
I'm glad you said that, because I was like, boy, I haven't seen Ken in a while. I didn't think it was that long. My man up there. So, just because you're coming home, you're coming to Sacramento. I call it your home. This weekend, but you're in LA and you still do the movie stuff. You still do the horse racing and the TV stuff, and you're just staying busy.
I left horse racing, but I still do TV.
Okay, all right.
Did you leave when they got rid of, what was it, Hollywood Park?
So I was gone when they tore down Hollywood Park. I was still in Sacramento when they tore down Hollywood Park. No, you guys don't follow me on social media. It was a big to do. So
I do remember.
You know me; I have strong opinions and said some things about.
I'm stunned.
I remember when this happened. Now that you mentioned it,
they didn't take too kindly to, and it wasn't the first time. So I think a lot of people were misunderstanding that they thought that was like the first time I said something, and they were mad. No,
you mean you shared your opinion more than once
behind the scenes?
Wow,
I'm like, hey, can we fix this? Hey, can we change that? Hey, can we try this? Hey, can we go there? No. And so, you know, after a while, you can't keep on fighting, right? At some point, they're going to put you out. So they're like, hey, bro, this is not working out. So, and actually, I'm glad I have an agent, contracts and all that stuff, right? We negotiated a separation thing, and they paid me a lovely sum, and I left. So I don't do horse racing anymore because that was not for me at all. You know what? The first thing I thought about when I left, when I signed the agreement, Damon, the first thing I thought about was the day that I don't know if we were on radio together. No, I think I left and we were doing something together. And you said, hey, man, I got to ask you a question. I'm like, what? Ask me anything. You're like, why would you even want to do that? Mm-hmm. Why would you even want to be a part of that culture? Mm-hmm. And I was like, because I'm the only one. Mm-hmm. And there's not going to be any change unless I'm here. Mm-hmm. We talk about this stuff all the time. You'll go to Twitter and you'll see Black Twitter going crazy about us being in spaces and who they made away in the space. But no one understands what that's like every day. Mm-hmm. It's unpleasant. Mm-hmm. So for 20 years, I was the only one in that space. Mm-hmm. And they had no intention of adding anybody who looked like me or thought like me. So that was the issue that we had. And after a while, I was like, hey, man, if you're not going to like open up this entire, there's a lot of culture in horse racing. Mm-hmm. But yet when you see it through mainstream media, it's one thing and one thing only.
Right.
So it just, you know, it didn't work out. And I'm grateful for the 20 years that I had and all the money that I made and all the opportunities that they gave me. And I'm also grateful to be able to go somewhere else and do something else. Yeah. So that's the real deal.
20 years is a long time, man. That's a good run. That's more than a good run. That's a good time.
A lot of people.
I was still doing stuff for them when I was in Sacramento. I was still doing stuff, helping them out when I was doing news for 8 years in Sacramento. I was still helping out at TPG and FanDuel. So it was a long connection there for 20 years.
Thing about Ken is a lot of people say, I ain't scared about nothing. I ain't scared of nothing. No, Ken very literally is the embodiment of that. Like, he is not scared. Like, he'll, oh, you want me to try this? No, I'll do that. Yeah, sure. No, this is the wrong way of doing it.
That's part of my problem is that whether it's Good Day Sacramento or doing radio with you or doing the freelance stuff I do now here, and I'm trying to learn to curb that, but I feel like every single moment in radio, and radio is it's an incredible way to connect with fans. Mm-hmm. There's nothing better than radio. I wish they paid you guys $1 million because what you're able to do every single day and what you've built is incredible, the way you're able to immediately connect with fans and viewers. If I'm on TV, even if you're not watching me, you don't really get the impact of what I'm doing. You don't really feel like you can engage with me on TV, but radio you can, and it's like that. Mm-hmm. So I feel like every moment though should be exciting. And that was my problem with radio, Damien. I was trying to make every single day special. Mm-hmm. I wanted something to happen every single day where you were like, man, what? Can you believe what they did today? I wanted every day to be that way. And you can't do that.
Succeeded.
It's impossible to sustain that for, you know, a year, let alone 8 years or 20 years or the 30 years I've been in television. It's impossible to sustain that. But I always wanted to do that. And so that's where we get into the areas of trying stuff that's probably ill-advised. Mm. But trying to make a moment.
That's it.
You make them. You're out here this weekend. Rancho Cordova.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Of a Sports Hall of Fame. You going in or you hosting? What you doing?
Oh, no. Bro, I had one interception in my career. But my interception is legendary because it was the first interception that Troy Taylor threw in his high school career. Troy Taylor, who set records at Cordova High School, was the quarterback. Before he got to Cordova, he played for Bella Vista. And when he was a sophomore, his first game he played against us at Cordova High School, his first pass, touchdown, 56 yards to a guy named David Kraft. They got the ball back. His second pass,
picked off.
And then a guy grabbed my face mask and pulled me down. We got a 15-yard penalty, and then we got the ball. And then my best friend fumbled again. So then we went back out there. and Troy Taylor came right back to me and completed a pass. And I'm like, that's why you were in the NFL. And that's why I'm sitting here talking to people. Because he understood, like, that dude's not special over
there.
He
targeted you. He straight up targeted you.
He knew that pick was lucky. I tipped it, and then I grabbed it out of the air. And the second time, I tipped it again. But then the guy reached over and grabbed it from me, and that was – that was my lone highlight. Started the rest of the year and played, but I'm not going in the Hall of Fame. So I represent the guys that practiced hard every day, right? Worked hard every single day. Small guys like me who shouldn't have been out there hitting people, but did and somehow survived it. Especially what we know now today, somehow survived all that as an undersized corner. I was like, I don't care. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Like, I was so crazy. I had Jack Tatum's autobiography. They call me Assassin in my football bag. Because I was the smallest guy on the team as far as the corners. And I knew that I had to do something to stay as the starting corner. I'm the strong side corner. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the side they're going to run to.
Right.
So I had to just do everything to keep that spot. And so I remember psyching myself out. Like, I'm going to hit everybody. And I don't know how I survived it. I shouldn't have. So maybe I should be in the Hall of Fame for that. But I'm going to induct 13 more inductees. Everything from the 1965 Rancho Cordova Little League baseball team who made it all the way to Little League World Series back when it was single elimination. They won 6 games in a row. And so back then, it's much harder to do. The 1977 Cordova Lancers football team was 12-0, and the city title championship, they played in what was considered the best game ever at that time when they beat Miraloma, like 54-45 in the championship game. They're going to go in. A couple of people that I played with, I had like one highlight on television, and it wasn't even me. It was me chasing a guy who had a highlight. We were playing. I played for Cordova High School. We're playing homecoming game against McClatchy. And I remember they're going to score on us. It's goal line D, and they drop back to pass, and I'm the corner, and I see them throw this slant, and I see it. But my strong safety, this guy named Pat Leshinsky, sees it before me, and he steps right in front of me. And we're both in the end zone. He steps in front of me. And it's actually better that he did, because he was coming with the momentum. I was kind of standing still, backpedal, plant, and come forward. He's already coming forward. He snatches it, and he takes off. And I'm running behind him. And so I still remember back in the day, KCRA used to show high school highlights all the time. And Creighton Sanders was the old anchor. He used to always show these highlights. So we would always gather around to watch this. And so on Saturday night, we watch it. He picks it off, and he's running. And no McClatchy defender is anywhere near him, because he's gone. Here comes me, number two, running behind him. Go, 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 go. And I ran all the way behind him to the end zone, like a dummy. And the whole time I was thinking, that should have been mine. That was my pick. That was my pick, bro. But that guy, Pat Leshinsky, he set a record that day. He set a record for most interceptions in a season, record for distance, 106-yard touchdown for that interception on that particular day. Wow. He also... Here's the beauty of the Rancho Cordova Sports Hall of Fame. We honor your sports achievements, absolutely. But we also pay attention to what you have done in your life. Pat Leshinsky would go on to create Go-Gurt.
Oh, snap.
Oh, wow.
Oh, snap.
Feel me?
having a one-year-old at the house right now, I want to salute him. Thank you. Thank you, brother.
So it's just it's a great experience, and it's one of those things that we talked about giving people their flowers. And when I was at Good Day, we had a segment called Sensational Seniors because I wanted to start giving these people who had contributed to our communities their flowers. Because I remember reading his obituaries of these really cool people, and I'm like, man, this person should have had a story. How come we don't know about this person? So I started going out and hitting the streets and finding people. And this Hall of Fame is sort of an extension of that because we wanted to say, you know, we have a great legacy of sports achievements in Rancho Cordova. Let's start documenting that. And I wish that every city had it. I mean, Sacramento has one. Rancho Cordova has one. Where'd you go to high school, Kenny? Did you go to Valley?
I went to CKM. I'm a McClatchy Lion.
McClatchy?
Yeah.
Y'all should have one with Donald Hare. And I think there's a guy named Kevin Elam. And man.
They have a Hall of Fame. I was supposed to host it.
Okay.
2 years ago, and I had to go out of town. It didn't work out, but
I hear you.
Yeah, they got one. It should be coming up. I think it's usually in October. So yeah, I want to just attend. I just want to see some of these
right. People. All these great programs in Sacramento. People who aren't from California don't know anything about it. Mm-hmm. It's incredible the amount of talent that has come out of Sacramento. Let's say the past 75 years. Right. Just incredible. Yeah. Amounts of talent in every single walk of life and every type of sport. So Rancho Cordova is just one little pocket that we have. We're very proud of the gems that we have discovered and created there. And so I'm just really honored and happy to be a part of the legacy and come back to do it for the 9th consecutive year and induct some more individuals, some of which are my friends, some that I competed against, some are my mentors. And they're all just really important parts of my life. So I'm just happy to be back, coming back home. I have to have an excuse to come back and see all my people.
There you go.
That's awesome.
How you feel about our Kings?
Man, you know I love the Kings, right? We've talked about that, right?
Of course. Everybody knows you love the Kings. But I feel like that was a qualifier for something.
No. I mean, I'm the same about all my teams, right? I have three teams. I love the Angels, as in the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Love them. I will forever. I love the Buccaneers. I will forever. I don't care who's the quarterback. I love the Kings. I will forever. I don't care who's there.
It's a hell of a trilogy when you think about it.
What'd you say?
That's a hell of a trilogy when you think about it.
What?
That's tough. That's a lot of hurt.
The Bucks. Well, I'll say this. The Bucks for the last 20 years been all right, though. 25 years. They've been high.
Sir, I was on top of the world 2001, 2002.
No. Sure.
If you go back to 2001, 2002, Bucks won the Super Bowl. Angels won the World Series.
Well, that was not okay.
Kings.
Oh, no. That's right.
That was
but anyway, okay. Still a great time for us, right? I was on top of the world. Woo! But our Kings, man, I think this might be the most impactful, the most consequential, the most important season in Kings franchise history.
Wow. Okay.
Because there are no more excuses. They have zero wiggle room. I don't believe you have a fan base that's ever going to accept anymore that we can't build in that city. That city, you guys know, left for dead. Basketball team was gone. Keep the basketball team, but that team is horrible. And if you tell anybody that they're horrible or quote unquote, they don't have a plan, you get in trouble. But they obviously did not have a plan. And if you go ask DeMarcus Cousins, he will tell you the same thing. They did not have a plan. So their plan was to let's just keep going every day and we'll figure it out. Nope, that's not how that works. You have to make like decisive moves. You have to make a concerted effort to bring certain things in. And I think that they have started to do that. Obviously, Monty has done a great job. People think he could do more, but I don't know if you can do more than what he has given your situation. You're Sacramento. It's really hard to entice a free agent. And the thing about it now is you have so many big players now. You got your big three. The big question now is who's going to be your, for lack of a better term, who's going to be your Tayshaun Prince? A guy that could be the leader on any team, but is not on this team. He's your fifth best guy, but your best defender. But he's not trying to get the ball a whole lot, but he's going to lock somebody down. He's going to play his position. We don't seem to have that. Who's the guy that used to play? There's a guy that played with the Lakers. I also played with the Rockets. He's Trevor Ariza, like a guy like that, a guy that is not your starter, is not even close to being your star. But man, he's so important. He does all these little things. Who's that guy for the Kings? Do you know who that is?
It feels like, I mean, I think Tayshaun Prince is better than this guy. I even think Trevor Ariza might be better than this guy, but it feels like Keon Ellis.
Yeah.
You know, Keon fits that prototype. Like I said, those guys, Tayshaun.
Right.
Tayshaun's just a little better player and a little more versatile than Keon, but Keon's that type of player where he'll just go in and do whatever's called for that day. Defend with only taking two shots, or if you're leaving him open, he'll go 5 of 7 from beyond the arc or something like that. So I think he might fit that mold.
And I'm worried about chemistry.
Yeah.
And this is what I mean by, do players really want to win? Malik Monk is undoubtedly the best sixth man in the NBA. I know he was second in the award last year. He's the best, and I don't care what anybody says. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares. He's the best. Mm-hmm. He can't be a starter.
Mm.
He can't, man. He can't.
Why, you think he's a little too erratic or something like that? Is that what you think it is?
His impact, his energy, that kind of stuff is what wins you championships. Your starting five doesn't necessarily win you a championship. Mm. It's that bench. What's happening when you change your lineup? What's happening when you make your adjustments? Mm-hmm. What can you bring in that's going to change everything up? When you bring that dude off the bench, it changes everything, especially for a team like that with the offense that they run. He's incredible. I mean, and it doesn't matter if he's out there with De'Aaron Fox or if he's out there with, you know, the backups or whatever you want to call them, the B squad, what, it doesn't matter. The bench players, it doesn't matter. That dude has so much of an impact that I think that you waste his impact when you start him. He loses the whole punch. Whatever he's supposed to be doing is gone. And I think that mistake that we make is that, one, he's going to ask to start. Two, his agent's going to ask for him to start. Three, they're paying him so much money, they're probably going to have to start him. And that's when things start to fall apart. But if they can Greg Popovich the situation, and what I mean by that is, no, what I say goes. You sit down. I'll call you when I need you. If they can do that, man, I think this team is unstoppable. I really, really believe that the only team that can beat them consistently is Celtics. And only because they're big, the Lakers. But that's about it.
Okay.
No, right. Lakers. Ain't
the region you're in just clogged your. You were fine. You were cooking.
I'm not a Laker fan.
I know you're not. Oh, believe me, I know you're not.
Too much Mason in Ireland. Yeah, he's listening to
all
there.
That smog out there in your
Ireland. That's awesome.
That dude's good. Hey, love you, man. Great to catch up with you. I'm so happy you joined us for a little bit. Rancho Cordova Sports Hall of Fame.
Real quick, got to ask, I mean, what's up with baseball? We're kind of on similar paths with the kids, man. What's going on? The plan is, Ken talked about it, and I like this. The plan is for Reese and his son to meet up in the state championship in about 5-6 years?
So Malcolm's a little bit older than your son. Malcolm is 13 now.
Okay.
And your son's 11?
Yeah. Well, he's going to have to step his game up. He's going to have to be the star as a sophomore. That's all it means.
That's the thing about baseball is we're all playing up. So, like, Malcolm was 12, and he had to play against 14, 15s last year.
Goodness gracious.
Now he's 13. He'll be playing again 14, 15s. He's on a high school development program.
Okay.
So what they're doing is they're not really trying to win tournaments here. We're trying to get you ready to make your high school team.
Gotcha.
You know, for him, it'll be next year. He's going to be a freshman in a year. So it happens quick, man. It happens like that.
And I can't believe
my man's got a nice little curveball.
Oh, look at him. Look at him. Look at dollar signs in his eyes.
Better get on that team. Reese better get on that team when I get home.
Hey, if he needs an agent, if he needs an agent, you know who to call.
I know you know that stuff.
All right.
Hey, we're getting ready for that, man. He's doing a great job, and he's a wonderful young man. And we're just, you know, I'm not a person that's religious. But I guess I'd have to say that I'm really blessed and fortunate that the way everything's worked out for me and the way things are going, like it's really good. So I'm just trying to keep it going until it's over.
Great catching up with you, bro. Let's do it again soon.
Hey, much love to you guys.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.